я кольера, аж чехо чи кавалєра, старий дідо, як пеньон, аж чехо чи до лімон, ой біда, а я баба молода, ой біда, а я баба молода. Ожене все старий дід, узяв баба 40 літ, полягали вони спать, став комен, їх шукати. Ой біда, а я баба молода, ой біда, а я баба молода. Шукав, не знайшов, узяв плюнув, та й пішов. Він шукав, і їх всю ніч плюнув, та й поліз на біч. Ой біда, а я баба молода. Ой біда, а я баба молода. Чи ти баба і здуріла, де комедію поділа? Чи ти дід з дуба пав? Ти ж не там її шукав. Ой біда, а я баба молода. Ой біда, а я баба молода. Баба як холєра, аж чехо чи кавалєра, старий дідо як пеньок, аж чехо чи до дівок. Ой біда, а я баба молода. Ой біда, а я баба молода.
Young polka band out of Calgary that is called Jeto, which means rye, from their recently released and brand new self-titled CD, Jeto, and a song, a traditional Ukrainian folk song about a very unhappy young woman. The song is called Oy Bida, or Misery. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. З вами Павіна Макворі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Послухайте чудову українську музику. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McCory, your host, also known as Pavlina in the Ukrainian world. It is great to have you with us once again. We've got a great program lined up for you on Ukrainian food flair. Sylvia Molnar will be along with some information about meat cookery in Ukrainian cuisine, as well as a recipe for a very elegant dish, horseradish stuffed meatballs. Keith Perron is by with news, and he's got stories on Ukraine imposing fees on Russian cars, a corruption probe of a bungee company in Ukraine, and a move to substitute oil and coal for gas in Ukraine. As well, we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, Oksana Mucha, and an example of what the human voice is capable of all by itself without instrumentation. She is joined on this number by Dmytro Katsal. Here they are now with Zarichkoyu Zadunayem, Beyond the River Danube.
За річкою, за Дунаєм, за річкою, за Дунаєм, козаченько конем грає. Козаченько конем грає, козаченько конем грає. Він дівчину підмовляє. Дайся, дівчина, підмову, дайся, дівчина, підмову козакові молодому. Бо дай, козак, щастя не мав, бо дай, козак, щастя не мав, що він з мене вінок і зняв. Не я з тебе вінок і зняв, не я з тебе вінок і зняв, зняла з тебе охотонька. Зняла з тебе охотонька, зняла з тебе охотонька, козацька я розмова. Дівча сина породила, дівча сина породила, барвіночком обстелила. Не рвіть, дівки, барвіночку, не рвіть, дівки, барвіночку, не збудіте дитиночку.
You can now hear programs from PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher in the App Store. It's free and just takes a few seconds. Then during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on their Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio.
The long-awaited film Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, is now available on DVD. Created by producer Marta Tomku and Hollywood film director Bobby Lee, this is the first U.S. film to spotlight the deliberate death by starvation of millions of Ukrainians in 1932 and 33. Holodomor, Ukraine's Genocide, sheds light on a dark chapter in human history, which to this day, some still deny happened. DVD and more information at holodomorthemovie.com.
Thank you. Я пам'ятаю ці дні, коли ми запізнались. Ті дні, коли я знав, що ти будеш моя. Пам'ятаю, як ми жартували, пам'ятаю, як ми танцювали. Ці дні були гарячі, приємні, чарівні. Пам'ятаю, як ми жартували, пам'ятаю, як ми танцювали. Ці дні були гарячі, приємні, чарівні. Доля наша тепер одна і та сама. Наші мрії тепер ведуть в незнаний шлях. Шляхом цим ми підемо, та й присягу таку ми складемо. Разом в любові не спинить нас ніщо. Шляхом цим ми підемо, та й присягу таку ми складемо. Разом в любові не спинить нас ніщо. Наша перша пісня в любові хоч не була ця, почалась тому давно, із вищого неба нам промінь зійшов. Бог нас єднав і дав нам любов. Пам'ятаю, як ми жартували, пам'ятаю, як ми танцювали. Ці дні були гарячі, приємні, чарівні.
From New York City, that was the Hrim Band from their self-titled CD, which was released not too long ago either, within the last year. And that song was Persha Pisnya, first song. And before them, you heard Kiev Pops from their CD called Ukrainian Pops and their instrumental version of the traditional Ukrainian folk song Hanzia. Coming up next, the Kubasonics from Edmonton, Alberta. This is from their fourth CD called Play, and a potpourri of Ukrainian folk songs showcasing a number of different musical instruments, traditional Ukrainian folk instruments, and that would include the sopilka, a flute, and duda, or bagpipes, talenka, another type of flute, a drumba, a jaw harp, a buhai, friction drum, and zhuravel, a double reed pipe. Here they are now with pictures from the exhibition. You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. It's fascinating to discover how different beef can taste. Ukrainians have a variety of tasty beef dishes like hussar roast, beef goulash, roast tenderloin with mushroom sauce, beef tenderloin Kiev style, to mention a few. From prehistoric times, Ukraine has been engaged in agriculture and the breeding of hardy livestock. Domestic animals have always held a place of great significance in the Ukrainian way of life, as they were so necessary to the livelihood of the people. Dependence upon them for primary food, trade, and other needs meant that every attention must be given to the care of the animals. Generally speaking, meat has always been an important food item in Ukraine, although not the foremost with all classes of society. In the cities where fresh meat is available all year round, beef and veal are preferred. Pork is next in favor. Meat cookery is well developed in Ukraine, especially among the urban and aristocratic families. The average families prepare meat very simply by roasting, boiling, or frying. But among the well-to-do, particularly on gala occasions, meat dishes are very elaborate, almost extravagant. A great traditional Ukrainian dish is meatballs with horseradish stuffing. They are quite different from the usual meatballs. So, to start, prepare your favorite meatball. The stuffing is made of 2 sieved, hard-cooked egg yolks, about 1/3 cup grated horseradish, 2 tablespoons each of melted butter, and soft breadcrumbs. Mix them together thoroughly into balls. Then make into patties. Place a small amount of the stuffing on each patty. Turn up the edges over the filling and seal. Shape into balls or ovals. Brown them in hot butter or oil. Place them in a baking dish and make a gravy, blending 1 tablespoon flour with fat in the pan, and add about 1/2 cup soup stock or water. Bring it to a boil and add 1/2 cup sour cream. Pour the sauce over the meat. Cover and cook in a 350-degree oven for 30 minutes. Then devour. Do you know that beef steak dinner has less fat than a large muffin, a main dish Caesar salad, or a broccoli and cheese quiche with salad? It's important to remember that fat in foods can be visible, like the fat on meat or poultry, much of which can be trimmed off. The hidden or invisible fat, such as the fat used in processing or preparation of foods such as potato chips, muffins, and French fries, cannot be removed. So remember, keep your eyes on your beef and try the stuffed beef patties with horseradish. You'll love them. Last but not least, the iron in meat, fish, and poultry is a special form and is absorbed more readily by the body. Vegetables, fruit, grains, and eggs contained a different form of iron, which is not absorbed as well. So happy cooking. Until next time, smachnoho.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You've been hearing Sylvia Molnar's recipes and cooking tips for years now on Nosh Holos. And over the years, we've often talked about creating a cookbook or two of her authentic Ukrainian recipes. It would be a great resource for Ukrainian food lovers everywhere, and it would also make a unique and special gift. So this year, we thought we would do just that. Publishing a book isn't free, though, so before we go ahead with it, we do need you to let us know you're interested. We can get the cookbook published and in your homes by Christmas, or sooner, provided enough of you are interested. So if you are, please visit the Nosh Holos website and fill in the form on the homepage to let us know. The address is www.noshholos.com. Or give us a call at 604-227-0942. That number again, 604-227-0942.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
Ukrainian News Outlook.
Coming up, Ukraine recycles cars from Russia. Criminal probe against top managers at Bungie Limited. Energy sector substitutes gas with oil and coal. I'm Keith Perron. Ukraine has introduced a recycling fee on cars imported from Russia. A decree published on Wednesday showed escalating a conflict with Moscow after it took similar steps this month. The Ukrainian government published the decree on its website introducing a fee, which starts at about $900 and goes up according to engine capacity. Russia, traditionally protective of its car industry, was forced to cut car import duties after joining the World Trade Organization and introduced similar fees this month to keep the price of imported cars effectively unchanged. Ukraine and Russia have separate agreements on duty-free car trade, and the new measure has made Ukrainian vehicles more expensive for Russians, adding $600 to $20,000 per unit. Russia, which bought $344 million worth of Ukrainian cars, buses, and trucks last year, accounts for 90% of Ukrainian cars' exports and 40% of its total output. Ukraine, in turn, bought Russian-produced vehicles worth $453 million last year. Ukrainian police open a criminal probe against top managers at Bungie Limited subsidiary in Odessa. The tax inspection unit searched White Plains, New York-based Bungie's SD SunTrade branch in Odessa on August 28, seizing documents, computers, and employees' personal belongings. The tax police accused SunTrade of signing false contracts with two companies that are suspected of phony business operations and tax embezzlement. Bungie denies any wrongdoing, saying all operations were done in strict compliance with national laws. Bungie appealed the tax police decision at the prosecutor's office in court. The country's energy sector is changing to produce energy not from gas, but from oil and coal because of the high prices of Russian gas. Dario Digoz has the story.
Ukraine transfers 5 thermal power plants from gas to coal to reduce its dependence on increasingly expensive Russian gas. High fuel prices have put the country's economy on the brink of survival. According to Ukrainian Prime Minister Mykola Azarov, replacing natural gas with domestically produced coal will enable Ukraine to reduce the gas imports, saving around $1.2 billion annually.
With implementation of the first 5 projects, one could expect such results as early as the next few years, a major strengthening of the country's energy security, further reduction of natural gas imports by over 3 billion cubic meters annually.
The project of substitution of natural gas for coal is financed by China Development Bank, which allocated around $3.5 billion for these purposes. The plans include both transferring thermal energy facilities for coal along with construction plants, rendering coal into gas.
The lion's share of this credit, around $1.5 billion, will be channeled towards constructing the coal conversion plants. Transferring thermal plants for coal will take 5 or even 7 years. The government, however, is talking per now only about 5 plants, which previously burned coal.
Having been a part of the Soviet Union, Ukraine was pushed to use gas in its thermal energy. The less ecological risks were considered as the main reason behind that. Today, ecologists are concerned over the carbon dioxide emissions, which are essential while burning coal.
For sure, we need to reduce dependence on Russian gas. However, the government should support the green energy instead of replacing gas with coal. It will contaminate air, nature, and poison people with extremely dangerous substances.
The authorities, however, state that the up-to-date technologies reduce the risks of environmental pollution. Meanwhile, transferring to coal is seen as a step towards the development of the country's mining industry, which has been severely underfunded for the last decades. Unable to stand the high natural gas prices, the Ukrainian government focuses on coal as the only alternative fuel source. Possessing one of the largest coal deposits in Europe, it seems to be a solution to a desperate situation. Дар'я Дігут, Київ.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Parron.
Alberta, that was a group called UB, and that is from their first CD called Hardwood Harmonics and Chumbara Swing. And before the break, you heard from Oksana Bilozir from her CD Charivna Boykivchenka, the charming girl from Boyko, and that song was Carnival or Carnival. Coming up next, the Ukrainians from Leeds, England, from their most recent CD called Diaspora, and a song called Skilke Revolutsii, How Many Revolutions, and the liner notes describe the storyline of the song, and it goes like this. You have to express what is in your heart, to speak out candidly. Don't sell yourself for dollars, pounds, or rubles. Don't sell your soul to the devil. Our house is not for sale. The Ukrainian soul is not for sale. How much evolution lies ahead? How many experiences? How many revolutions? Here they are now, the Ukrainians, with Skilke Revolutsii. Listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Брутом, що пія не стояла. З молодим рекрутом, що пія не стояла. З молодим рекрутом. Лай, лай, лай. А я собі стояла. Запіли на двері воду ляла, щоби не скріпіли на двері воду ляла, щоби не скріпіли. Лай, 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 на двері воду ляла. Хотіла, щоб мати не почула, щоби не сварила, щоб мати не почула, щоби не сварила. Лай, 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 а мати ще не спала. Усе чисто чула, на мене не сварила. Сама така я була, на мене не сварила. Сама така я була. Лай, лай, лай.
Traditional Ukrainian folk song Bila Mene Mate, My Mother Beat Me, and that was performed by Sonia of Nashville, Tennessee, from her CD Vid Shcheroho Serdcia, From the Heart. And coming up next, bringing it closer to home, we've got the Prairie Crocus up next. They are from Winnipeg. This is from their CD Back Up and Push, and a very traditional sound from the Canadian prairies. Here they are now with the Madeira Waltz.
Thank you.
very best in Ukrainian programming. Tune in to Nasholos Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network, Saturdays in your part of the world on AM, FM, and shortwave radio. And remember, you can catch the show on your smartphone via the Stitcher app. As well, Nasholos airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time in Vancouver on AM 1320 CHMB, and in Nanaimo on Vancouver Island, Wednesdays at 12 noon on Radio Malaspina 101.7 FM CHLY. If you're a time shifter, you can get the podcast on the Nasholos page at www.pcjmedia.com and on iTunes, and online you can find us at www.nasholos.com. Please drop by there for a visit, register, take our survey, check out our sponsors and partners, as well as our growing collection of audio archives. Наша ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому, ви сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Села спокій, добро і радість лише в тій державі буває, де народ розумного і доброго вождя має. And our proverb of the week translates as, strength, peace, prosperity, and happiness exist only in countries where the people have a wise and good leader. Well, our time is about up for another program here at Nasholos. To take us to the end, the Ukrainian old-timers with Who Stole the Kishka? I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nasholos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do побачення.
Покрав ту кишку, покрав ту кишку.